Access Activator. Innovating for access and inclusion. Fail stage. Application form. Producer's note. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 24th of February 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. Access Activator. Innovating for access and inclusion. Fail stage. Application form. This form is also available in large print, braille, audio, NZSL guide to filling in the application. Applications open on the 2nd of March 2026 and close at midnight the 29th of March 2026. Please send your application form via email to outreach@ficaha.govt.nz. Section 1. The Problem. Problem Statement. Questions to help you answer this section. What everyday access or inclusion problem are you addressing? Who experiences it? Why is this problem important now? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. What has been achieved to date? Questions to help you answer this section. How has your solution addressed the problem so far? E.g. links to solution, user feedback, data, outcome. Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 2. The Existing Solution. Current Solution. Questions to help you answer this section. What is your solution, product, service, process, tool? What level of support and use is your solution currently getting? Who with lived experience is involved? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 3. Scaling the Solution. Failing Impact. Questions to help you answer this section. What specifically will be scaled? What is your definition of scale, users, reach, features, etc.? How does this support equitable access? How does it consider Turimori and Tarnata Faikaha Mori? Please write your answer below, up to 500 words. Section 4. Users. Considerations. Questions to help you answer this section. Who will directly benefit? Depth versus breadth. How does this integrate with or align with the existing system? What might get in the way of adoption? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 5. Sustainability. Longer-term thinking. Questions to help you answer this section. What would still working in 1 to 3 years mean? What does this solution depend on to continue? What could cause this solution to stop working or lose impact? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 6. Delivery plan. Key milestones. Questions to help you answer this section. What are your key milestones? What does the week-by-week delivery look like, high level? What could slow this down? Who is doing what? Please write your answer below, up to 500 words. Section 7. Capability and readiness. Capability and partners. Questions to help you answer this section. What are the skills and experience in your team? Who else is involved? Where would program support help most? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 8. Learning and sharing. Insights you expect to generate. Questions to help you answer this section. What do you expect to learn from this program? How might insights be shared for system learning? Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Section 9. Budget snapshot. Costs. Questions to help you answer this section. What will the funding be used for? Are reasonable accommodations, such as interpreters, needed? Do you have any co-funding or in-kind support? Show logic, evidence for the requested amount and output feasibility. Please write your answer below, up to 300 words. Funding requested. Total asked for, up to $100,000. Please write your answer below. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 24th of February 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Turimori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.